Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Can one of the biggest and most expensive digital transformation failures in history be fixed? I'm going to talk about the answers to that here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And the United States Air Force, one of the largest military branches in the United States, recently canceled its $5 billion digital transformation. And it's recently been announced that Accenture has been hired to hopefully save the project. And if you think you misheard me, it is correct. I did say $5 billion with a B, dollar project that started in 2004 when the United States Air Force began its journey to implement Oracle as part of its digital transformation. It originally was planning to spend $3 billion on its transformation back in 2004. It quickly realized that after $5 billion and 8 years in the project, it had failed miserably and was unable to achieve the business benefits that it expected. In fact, it only had realized 25%, it was estimated, of the benefits that they were expecting. Now, shortly after this project failed in 2004, a subcommittee within the United States Senate conducted a post-mortem analysis of the project and some lessons learned of what had gone wrong with this project. And in fact, I've included a link to the actual report below. It's about a 50-page report, it's a PDF. I've included a link to the actual U.S. Senate report below. It's a very interesting read. And what I wanted to do today is summarize some of the lessons from this transformation failure and some of the patterns and themes that I saw in the research that we did in analyzing this failure. One of the key findings from the Senate subcommittee report postmortem is that the U.S. Air Force and the project team failed to abide by acquisition best practices when acquiring the actual software. So, in other words, what they did was is they didn't estimate the implementation time, cost, or resource requirements properly. So this was evidenced by the fact that they had budgeted $3 billion, spent $5 billion before they pulled the plug, and still had only realized less than 25% of the expected business benefits. So estimating time, cost, and resources was clearly a challenge with this project. Easier said than done, but something that obviously this team and this project failed to do. The other thing that the team failed to do along those same lines of acquisition was defining the business requirements clearly up front. So in other words, the organization went out to procure ERP software and created the estimate for ERP software, time and cost, without fully understanding what the business requirements were and what they were trying to accomplish as an organization. So that was another challenge. They also failed to identify the risks of the project and really mitigating those risks and being able to get ahead of those risks beginning in the acquisition process. And then finally, the goal of the project was to acquire a single integrated system that would tie together the various operations and capabilities and functions of the organization. But what they ended up acquiring instead was multiple systems that needed to be integrated together. So from the start, the project was somewhat doomed because the acquisition of the software and the early stages of planning and acquiring the software and acquiring the services related to the software were flawed from the start. So a lesson learned here is to have realistic expectations and have a clear, realistic plan and vision for how you're going to execute on that. But this is an area that clearly the U.S. Air Force failed in its digital transformation failure. One of the most common themes that we saw throughout our analysis of this transformation failure was a cultural resistance and a refusal to change as an organization. And the Senate subcommittee report referred to this project as a quote-unquote organizational disaster. And that's the last thing you want your business or digital transformation to be. And it wasn't isolated to just the U.S. Air Force. It turns out that in this report, The subcommittee found that it wasn't just a problem with the Air Force, it was also the Navy and other branches of the U.S. military struggled with the same exact cultural issues that the Air Force struggled with. And they seem to have a mentality of being too big to change and a refusal to change the way they've always operated, which in some ways is understandable because the Air Force is such a massive organization with so many people and it's a very complex, highly tenured type of organization. But it doesn't excuse the fact that they couldn't find a way to change the culture, or at the very least bend the culture of the organization to be able to align with and enable a broader business and digital transformation. So the cultural resistance, the resistance to change overall, was something that no matter how well they may have done other parts of the project, they're not going to be successful in a situation where the culture isn't being addressed and the culture refuses to change. So the cultural resistance was one of the key root causes of failure in this situation.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, in addition to refusing to change as a culture, we drilled down a layer to the operational and business process level and we found the same problem. In our analysis, we see that the organization refused to change its business processes. In fact, it didn't take the time up front to define what it wanted its business processes to be. Instead, it simply looked to new technology to help drive and enable new business processes without defining what those new processes were. And one of the recommendations that came out of the Senate subcommittee report postmortem was that they wanted, or they suggested, that the organization should have spent more time upfront, early in the process, in the planning process, before they ever started implementing the technology, in redefining their business processes and really addressing the business process management side of things. And that's something that runs counterintuitive to a lot of organizations, including the U.S. Air Force, apparently, in that oftentimes teams feel like if they just wait for the new technology to show them the way they're going to run the business, then problem solved. That's not true. That's not how it works. And we saw that here in this example of during this 8-year implementation, they really struggled to figure out how they could improve their business processes and how to take advantage of business process improvements throughout the organization. In fact, one of the things that came out of this project is that it was determined that the organization spent about $85 million addressing new business requirements that were identified throughout the project. So as the project evolved, the requirements list continued to grow, which that alone added nearly $100 million of additional budget and effort. And then the other component that I found really interesting in analyzing this case is that the team and the organization didn't seem to understand the current landscape as far as current business processes, workflows, and systems. In fact, to this day, the organization doesn't seem to be able to articulate how many systems they're trying to replace. They can't seem to identify what the business processes are that they're trying to improve. So they didn't, and they still don't, have a clear understanding of what the current landscape is in terms of processes and technology, and ultimately how they envision replacing or changing those processes and technology. And without having that grounding and understanding of the way things are today and what it is you're trying to move away from, it's impossible to be successful. And in order for the Air Force or any organization to be successful going forward, doesn't matter how much money you throw at the problem, if you don't understand where you are today and what it is you're trying to improve, you're going to run into trouble. So that was a lesson from this organization and this case study, is that they didn't take the time upfront to understand where it was they were today and where it was they're planning to head in the future. Now, the U.S. Senate report about this project also pointed to a lack of leadership as a root cause for why this project failed. A lot of times people refer to this as executive sponsorship or executive leadership. But the fact of the matter is that the Air Force did not have a clear executive sponsor that provided sponsorship throughout the project. It was something that was delegated to the project team to make decisions and to really define how the organization was going to look in the future. And that's a big mistake. It's not that the executive sponsors or the executive leadership needs to be involved in every single decision of the project, but they need to provide that leadership and vision for what it is they want to accomplish at a high level. And they need to provide those parameters or guardrails for the direction of the overall transformation. And that's something that didn't happen in this case. There was no executive leadership, no sponsorship at the executive level. They really relied on the project team and below lower levels of the organization to address those concerns. Now, in addition to not having that executive level sponsorship, there was also quite a bit of turnover at the project leadership level. So even though things that had been delegated down to the project management and the project leadership, there was a lot of turnover and a loss of knowledge that went along with that as people came and went from the project. So you had a lot of tribal knowledge, a lot of fits and starts, a lot of spinning of the wheels that needed to happen organizationally just to keep the project moving because you had so many people coming and going. And when you combine that dynamic of attrition and knowledge loss at the project level, you combine that with lack of executive sponsorship and leadership, and you can see how quickly a project is going to lose its sense of direction and start to spin its wheels in the overall transformation. So executive sponsorship and executive leadership is something that was missing here and something that contributed to the failure because they didn't address that area very well. Now, a lot of the things we've talked about so far are strategic in nature. There were a lot of strategic shortcomings and failures that led to the overall transformation failure. But it wasn't just the strategic and planning side of things that failed, it was also the execution. Even if the team had had a solid strategy, a solid plan, a solid acquisition strategy, they failed in the execution itself. And when you combine a failure of execution with a failure in strategy, that can create even more problems. So some examples of things that the project failed in and the team failed in were, for example, testing. There was no clear testing strategy and testing plan for how they were going to test business processes and test the technology and the integration. That part didn't seem to be addressed very well in the transformation. The organization also pointed to project governance as something that was lacking or missing. They had multiple project governance structures and frameworks that they were using to try and manage the project. And those project governance frameworks were in conflict with one another. So people were confused on how decisions were to be made and who would make decisions and what sort of decisions were being delegated to the team and what sorts of objectives and goals needed to be accomplished with the project. So that overall project governance was severely lacking and created a lot of confusion and failure points within the team. You also had a lack of change management strategy. So there wasn't a clear change management strategy or plan. And that is exhibited by the fact of what I talked about earlier, which is the cultural resistance to change and the organizational disaster bottom line that came out of the project. That was all a symptom of the fact that they didn't have a clear change strategy and change plan. So without a change strategy or change plan, chances are any organization is going to fail, especially one as large and complex as the U.S. Air Force. And then finally, there was too much customization on this project. The vision for the project was to use the software off the shelf, minimize customization, and really use the software the way it was built, and to really leverage best practices and change the business processes to fit the technology. But what they ended up doing instead was customizing the software to fit the way they wanted the business processes to be. And chances are that the right answer for the Air Force was somewhere in between those two extremes of no customization versus customizing too much. But the fact of the matter is they customized more than they probably should have and more than they wanted to. And finding that right balance would have behooved the team to make sure that they had addressed that clearly up front. So these are just a few examples of where execution had failed in addition to some of the strategic failures that we mentioned earlier. So these are just a few examples and themes that I saw in the analysis of this transformation failure. I encourage you to read the report. It's a very interesting read, especially because it was written by U.S. Senate subcommittee. It wasn't necessarily written by technical people. It's written in layman's terms. It's a very well-written report, and it's pretty easy to understand. And it's interesting to hear how an average layperson perceives, with the benefit of hindsight and with the benefit of losing 8 years and $5 billion, what they would have done differently. But these are some of the common themes that we saw in this project. And for more information on failures in general, I've also included a link below to our top 10 digital transformation failures of all time. This one actually surprisingly did not make the list. The US Navy, which is another branch of the US military, did make the list, but the US Air Force did not make the top 10 list at the time we had created that top 10 list. Although if I were to do it again, I'd probably include the Air Force somewhere in that top 10. But I encourage you to check out that video and the links below that covers lessons from the top 10 failures of all time, because you'll start to hear some of the common themes that we talked about today, but you'll also pick up on themes that we haven't talked about so far. So I encourage you to check that out. And I also encourage you to download our 2021 Digital Transformation Report, which provides implementation best practices, top 10 rankings of different types of technologies out there in the marketplace, as well as just general best practices on how to make your transformation successful from a people and process and technology perspective. So I encourage you to check that out and download that via the link below. And also provide any comments you have. If you have experience with this project or another troubled project or a failure, what are some of the lessons you've taken away from those projects? I'd love to hear your feedback below. So thank you very much for your time. Hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.